It's our third Sunday in Advent season, and we just lit the candle of joy. So, question to you too. What makes you most joyful? And my question is always kind of tricky. You kind of know that by now. Here the emphasis is the most. What makes you most joyful? And also second question, same to you. Do you remember any moment in your life that you were the source of joy to somebody else? Well, if you don't remember, well, you can take Sophia's answer, the time that I was born. Joy is very interesting and a strong feeling or word. And modern psychologists distinguish joy from happiness. Anybody knows the difference between happiness and joy? They feel like same feeling in a way. They may trigger similar sensations inside of you.
Happiness is contingent on circumstances and joy is independent, right?
Close, thank you, yes. Mm-hmm. Again, their definition with their research is happiness is related to what happened to you, around you, what you have. So it's kind of outside in. What happens outside of you causes something in you. Or in expectation of happening something outside of you, you may have something, a delightful sensation. Let's say you have an expectation that in this Christmas season, your family will be lovely and kind and all get along. Well, your smiles tell me something. May not be true for most families, but if you indulge yourself in that positive thinking, you may have a moment of happiness. So happiness is something that is caused outside in and temporary. Joy is something else. In order for joy to happen, it happens within you. So it may or may not have any relation to what's happening around you. You may have a happy circumstances. You may have terrible circumstances, but you may still feel joyful. Joy is related, these are actually words of psychologists, and I was surprised. Joy is related to a certain state of being that you acknowledge and accept what you are, where you are, and what you have. At the same time, you also accept what you are not, where you are not, what you don't have. If you can make peace with this, you are prepared to have joy in you. And when joy happens in you, it lasts. It's not permanent, of course, but it lasts. In Hebrew, joy is quite interesting. There are many times happiness and joy. When you hear the word happiness in the Old Testament, the other word for that is blessedness. So in ancient days when they're expressing, oh, I'm happy, that means they feel they're blessed. They're thankful. And joy is more to the gladness. You're glad. But then the root word of that word for joy is interesting. It's to go straight, to advance, to make a move.
Joy.
Joy. Interesting, isn't it?
Joy is used in the story of Mary's and Martha. No, Elizabeth. What is Zechariah's wife's name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. The meeting of Mary and Elizabeth.
Yes. Joy.
The baby leapt in her womb with joy, or something like that.
The baby was born mute, and that was the also sign that this baby is from divine blessing.
Yeah.
That was John the Baptist. So, joy. So now, yes, Susan.
No, I was just thinking, I'm a yoga teacher, so I'm always like, but so a lot of issues that we deal with is that when that we get stuck, and then we're sick, we're unhappy. And so that would make sense, that joy means unstuckness, so the energy starts moving again.
Yes.
Even if it's not, doesn't have to be happy, but it can be a movement.
Exactly. It is inner state of being where you have, believe or not, hope, where you have peace, which is not related and attached to anything physical or anybody else. So it is actually independent in a way. So you have a inner positive thinking, but it's not related to an expectation of positive outcome. Do you see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Having positive thinking does not mean that you're always stuck to positive outcome. You're just having positive thinking. Outcome's bad, you'll embrace it. Outcome's good, you'll embrace it. And you have peace. And that's there comes the joy. So that's the aspect of spiritual joy. Yes, Christmas is joyful season. You see joy a lot outside. And people do many things and they feel delightful, joyful, happy. And hopefully you people who devote yourself in a more religious way may be able to explain to people what it means to be joyful. And how does that tie to the birth of Christ? See, there are three things that I'd like to share in a very brief way. Forget about all the dogmas and doctrines and theologies. Sometimes they're very confusing, more confusing than helping. Just to the core of the issue. Christ born means the Creator, God, loves you. That's the first message. Or in the Creator God, there's no anger. There's no punishment. There is a deep love and willing to understand. God becoming a human, living with us. But that's the essence. Two, something about redemption and justice. It is God's promise that God will help us in our spiritual way. It is almost forever promise that wherever you are, wherever we are, God will make it so that we can still have a chance to come back. That's another way to understand redemption. Redemption literally in Hebrew context means somebody sell oneself. I become poor, I need money to feed myself, so I sell myself as a slave. And my brother or sister, rich enough, comes and pay the debt, make me free man. That's redemption. I'm still poor man. I have nothing in my hands. And then I still have a choice now. Shall I sell myself again? Take an easy way. Or should I work really hard and find a way to support myself? But making sure that we have the choice again, that's redemption. And third, I think the most amazing part is the value of your life is summed up not by anything you accomplish, not by anything you possess, but by how much love you have not received but give. How much love you have given. That's the core message. And that's for all humanity. Isn't that amazing? Because humans, the modern scientists, psychologists, all figured out and tell us many, many times, gaining more salary does not necessarily make you happier. Buying bigger house, actually no, it doesn't make actually people happier. These are actually facts and results of all the researches. Having more things, better things, expensive things, does not necessarily make you happier or joyful. But giving your love to somebody, being a source of joy to somebody, that makes you really happy or joyful inside. That's why the birth of Christ is important. And that's why it should be joyful. Because in believing that, we have hope, we'll have peace, we'll have joy. Then I'll share about love next week. May God bless you.